It's a Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
34 degrees right now, going to get up into the low 40s, and it just keeps going up, up, up. Tomorrow, high of 44.
Wow.
Friday, high of 55.
Oh, bring on the sleet and the slush.
Well, no, it'll be rain.
It's pretty crappy. It's very raw out there.
It's not. It's great outside.
Mm.
Oh,
great.
My God.
I don't
dank,
know great.
Raw, rainy
it's okay.
Weather.
I don't know about great.
You guys.
See the sun in a month.
Coming and hanging out with you is like being with my 15-year-old at all times. Everything sucks. I hate it. Oh, is that a thing I love? I hate it. You know what she told me the other day? I don't like pizza. Shut up. Oh, now you don't like pizza all of a sudden? Get out of my face.
Right, that is a lie.
That's you. That's what you sound like. All right, I want to start the show.
Yeah.
Documenting an historical event from yesterday.
Historical.
Kimmy, something I have never seen before.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. What'd you see?
What?
Outside or inside?
No, inside. You were there. In fact, you
there.
Are the subject of what happened.
What happened?
So we have a new employee in the building.
Yep.
A new old employee.
Yes.
She's back. Well, not old. That sounded bad. Not that she's old. She worked here. Now she's back again. I'm going to stop talking. So we had a welcome back pizza party.
Yes.
Very nice. And everybody that works here, we're all in our conference room. We're hanging out. We're catching up with everybody. So, what do you think? Like 7-8 months ago, we got a new big boss here?
Yeah.
Right? And, Tuesdays and Thursdays are what they call group days. So that's when everybody comes into the office.
Mm-hmm.
So the boss is hanging out there, and all the other people are hanging out there. And, we feel like we have to make an appearance because, we're big deals.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I go to sit down next to one of our coworkers, your ex-wife, actually. We're chatting it up, having a grand.
Is that who that was? Yeah. I haven't seen her in so long.
Oh, God, we're just crushing you. She's just describing your naked body to me. We were howling with laughter.
She never saw it. She never opened her eyes on our honeymoon.
But sitting next to me on my other side, I didn't realize it, is the new big boss.
Oh.
And he's a big Bills fan, so we're talking about the Bills for a second. And then there's a whole group of people. We're all talking about football, Kimmy. So it's me and like five other people. We're all going back and forth. And in the middle of that interaction, I feel a hand on my shoulder while I'm sitting down. A tiny, clammy hand. Kimmy, it's Tommy Mulet.
Oh, he's at the meeting.
Yeah, he's not,
not even
at the
meeting.
Meeting,
the party.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he's coming over. And I assume, Kimmy, he had come over to be like, I'm getting out of
here. Yeah.
Because he had been in the meeting for
a full
45
seconds. But
usually
he doesn't even
give
you a heads up. He just, kind of scoots out.
You're right. But he wasn't saying goodbye. He was coming over and sitting down in the group.
Oh, my God. He sat down.
Well, the boss is there, boss man.
For the first time in my life, I watched Tommy Mulet go out of his way to get FaceTime with the boss.
Can't hurt.
With you, yes, it can. 100%. No, I was stunned.
Really?
Astonished. That
what's
you
were wrong? Are you dying?
Yeah, well, I hung out there. I mean, I kind of hung for a while.
You did.
30
never, minutes.
Yeah.
I just kept looking at my watch.
What was that
that's
about?
It's a record.
What's going on?
Well, I haven't seen the girl that came back, and I've known her for 25 years.
She's a woman now.
He had a lot of gossip to catch up on.
Oh, my God, yeah. Man, we were talking so much crap.
No, I understand. You're a big crap talker, and we love that about you. Yeah. But, like, the specific going out of your way to sit down with the boss.
Boss man,
yeah. I've never
Well, I didn't have a very good relationship with the last boss.
What?
I know. I tried.
Did you?
Did you try?
How many times did I go up to boss girl and try to talk to her?
Call her boss lady and then run away and hide.
Like a little bitch-ass bitch. So you're making a
concerted effort
to connect with this
moving
boss.
Forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
like the guy.
He's a really nice guy.
He's like a guy.
No, I get it.
Had like a guy boss here in a while, but
No. This is how it all starts.
it always starts
the same way, and then you point out the flaws, and then that person slowly loses their respect.
Well, wait, we had lady boss. We had blender boy boss who was up there making shakes all day but got fatter for some reason.
Well, when you put sour cream
in. Yeah, may he rest in peace. We had a lot of different bosses. We had Crowley, stem wine glass boy. this guy is like a knock around guy.
No, I like the guy.
I do too.
He's a really nice guy.
Say, when's the last boss you could sit down to and casual conversation about the Bills and the guy knows what he's talking about?
No, yes. I'm not saying the guy's not a good
guy. Yeah, you have also only known him for so long.
No, true. Yeah, well, that's all I got.
Okay, look. I'm just saying, I had never seen you before.
Yeah.
Play nice.
Go out of your way for anyone that you've
for
ever worked
FaceTime with. For any FaceTime at all.
I even walked past my ex-wife, didn't hold my nose.
Well, she would have noticed. We were still laughing about your naked body. Kimmy,
Yeah.
Is going out of your way to get FaceTime with the boss a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it can be a good thing, but there are people that overdo it, I think, and kind of give themselves a different reputation. Like, I know you're not doing this because you
Brown
want to.
You. Bend over, boy.
Well, that's just it. And, you know, you're my
spineless twat.
Like,
you whisper that like people wouldn't hear it?
Because we've all seen coworkers turn into completely different people when the boss walks in.
Those are the worst kind of people. The worst kind of people. And no, the reason I bring this up is you've never done this before in your life.
Yeah.
And I am worried that you're going to overdo it. And you're going to look like that guy. Hey, man, what's going on? You're going to go party this weekend, man. Okay. Oh, look, there he is. He knows the score. Now you're on the trolley. Like, I think you should be conscious of that.
I think he likes me.
No, I think I know he likes you. You're easily seen. No, like in a social setting, you're an easy guy to talk to.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ooh, I give myself
it's a skill like anything.
I give myself a compliment. I give you one too. I don't know. The only person in this room that did not get FaceTime with the boss yesterday was Kimmy.
Oh.
What's up with that?
I was in the room.
Yes.
I said hi to the boss.
I existed.
He comes down here all the time.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to just jump into the conversation.
Well, Tommy did. I thought that's what I thought that was like.
I was actually mingling.
Yeah, here you were. Right? Okay, Tommy's here. Oh, sit down. All right. Hey, guys. Okay.
I was also checking out to see who was eating all the pizza.
Yes.
You know I do that.
You also had to make up for all the other things you've missed with the boss. Like, Pat and I have been out and about with the boss.
Yes, you have.
You have not.
Yeah. You did not come to the out and about.
Yeah. I didn't out or about.
Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, gross, don't bring up Tommy's naked body during breakfast. My apologies.
All right. Sorry.
No, like, I don't know, because look, man, I'm with you. If this wasn't a guy who was like something we had in common with, you know what I mean? I would not be going out of my way to talk to him either. And it was watching you do what you did yesterday that alarmed me that maybe I'm coming off as a guy. I don't want him to think like I'm going out of my way to talk to him just because he's the boss. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's he's the boss. So, I mean, if you go up to him, there's always an expectation of why are you talking to him? You're a subordinate. So, I mean, it's hard to not look like a chump when you're talking to the boss, even if you're genuine.
So then, even if you like the boss, should you not talk to the boss and not look like a chump?
No, you should not worry about what it looks like, because either way, you're going to get judged negatively by some people that you're a brown noser. And you don't need those people. Those people are just making noise, Pat, and they don't matter.
Are you – did something happen?
I know.
Did something happen to you?
Should we be concerned?
I feel like something is different. I don't like it at all. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, how many interactions should you have face-to-face with your boss on a weekly basis? Like, go out of your way to have
– like, you're going to seek him out.
Because that's what you did.
Yeah, I did. It was a social setting. No, it wasn't like I was like standing at his doorway.
Oh, good to see you. And look, here's the thing. I guess by interpretation from his end, he might have thought I did the same exact thing, even though I wasn't directly trying to talk to him. Here's the other thing, too. So as a Christmas gift, very nice, very nice, our boss bought us T-shirts and winter hats.
Oh, yeah.
With our company name on.
Where are they?
They're upstairs. I got mine yesterday.
You just go there and grab it?
Yeah.
All right, grab a couple.
Got size couple? No, it's one for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You're not even going to wear it.
No. Bring it home to the missus.
The missus? Why are you supposed to wear that? Hey, look, it's a company I'm about to get fired from. So, like, I got the T-shirt and the hat.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was sitting in his office, so I went to, like, poke my head in to say, like, hey, thanks for the hat.
Oh, wait, so you poked your head in the office.
So it was the worst.
So you're a poker.
Oh, bro, it's
so you made. You made boss penetration.
It's even worse than that. Because I didn't realize his door is open, but he's on the phone.
Oh, no.
And I didn't realize he was on the phone. So I see he's on the phone. I go, oh, I go to get out. And he makes eye contact with me. And I'm like, oh, and I just ran away. So it looked like I was just staring in his office while he was on the phone. So I feel like.
You making money?
I feel like we, as a show, only live on two extremes now.
What is that?
We don't have any interaction with the boss, which was most of the bosses, every boss we've ever had.
Yeah.
And now this guy might think we're following him around. Because I also hung out with him at a Bills game.
Oh, yeah.
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 A couple times, right?
One time.
So far.
One time, yeah.
He might also feel like you're making up for it because you were dying at the Bills game.
I was dying at that
so,
Bills game.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were like
I feel
violently
like
ill.
It could look like, well, I wasn't sick. I was fine. I'm good.
You don't make me sick, sir.
You're good, right? We're good.
I make myself sick. I hate me. I love you.
So there's something else we need to consider here.
What's that?
Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday, there was a welcome pizza party for a new employee of ours. Big Boss Man was there, our new Big Boss Man. He's been here like 8 months. And Tommy, for the first time ever, I've been around here 20 years, never seen him do this. Nope. He went out of his way to sit down and get FaceTime with the boss.
Yeah, not even just the boss. Like, you were mingling with other coworkers.
Yeah.
Unique.
Multiple Kimmy coworkers that have worked here for a while also noticed what Tommy did.
They were alarmed.
After Tommy left, came up to discuss what happened with him.
Really?
I swear to God.
I only talked to a couple people.
No. I know. They watched you talk to the boss.
Oh, that.
And I had three separate coworkers after you left come up to me and be like, what was that? And I was like, I don't know. But like, they're aware of it now, too.
Oh. Like, bad or good?
I don't know.
Why do they care?
Well, maybe they think you're trying to make some kind of move.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe so. Maybe so.
What move you could, what?
The old silver fox on the prowl.
All right, let's stop the
Gray Panthers are out, baby.
What move could you make?
Stick around, buddy.
No, like, what are you going to get a promotion? You're going to be in management all of a sudden?
Big things are going to happen. You're going to see a lot. The oil's going to flow. The ratings are skyrocketing. Big, beautiful ratings.
Program director Tommy. Like, you couldn't be management.
No.
Like, ever.
That's the only place where you can go from this spot. Put you in charge of people.
Maybe they'll find a little something for me. Well, like
you
a title.
You should tell them that you did three separate times get promoted to boss while you worked for Winn-Dixie.
I did.
Yeah.
I also was a board op, you know. I had my own Sunday show. Well, so did Joe T.
The board has changed five times.
It's changed since I've been here,
Well, remember them old boards. Old board school.
Give me one of them old boards there. We got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dom writes, Tommy's just worried because he knows that he is the crypt keeper in the room and his time is limited. Ooh. Tommy is kissing ass to buy himself more time on the job. Thoughts?
It can't hurt.
It's funny because I would think with the dynamic in this room and like the time on the job, like you would be telling us that we need FaceTime with the boss, not the other way around.
Oh, like I would
be. Here's what you got to do. You got to go. You got to shake hands.
But you would hate it if I did that. You would hate it.
I would, but it's weird.
But you want it.
You're the only old guy I've ever worked with that hasn't like tried to give me a pep talk on something like that. Or told me how to do my job.
But that's good.
That is good. You're right. And it's refreshing that he doesn't
do
that.
It is.
Yeah. Because I don't care.
And you don't know how anything works. I was going to say, you'd have to know how things work in order to do that.
Like, I don't have a desk.
Nope.
I have no cubicle.
No computer.
Nope. I have no computer.
He's the only person in this building that was
the only person in radio that doesn't have a computer while they're on the air.
It is possible.
No, period. Because did they give you a laptop?
No.
Okay.
Ever. I've never sat in front of any kind of electronics while I've done this show. And 30 years of doing this.
No, I'm just glad that, like, you know, this guy is easy to talk to and we all have stuff in common with him. Because, like, I don't even know what conversation you'd be having with him if you didn't have that. Like, I would love to see you try.
Him and I are around the same age.
Understood.
Yeah. You know,
by the way, that's a terrible thing to say about him.
Right. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Calm down over there. Now it's a sexual harassment case. HR's on the phone. No, I'm saying, like, if you didn't have the age in common, you know, it seems like you guys have the same sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like, you would have to force a conversation.
Yeah, true.
And I've never seen, I wouldn't know how you would be able to handle
it. I'm not good at it. Like, force conversation?
Yeah,
I'm terrible at
it.
Like, right now.
Kimmy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it harder or easier for a woman to have a female boss?
To have a female boss?
Well,
I always found it to be a little bit easier. I think only because sometimes if I have, like, most of the male bosses I've had have felt like they can't talk the way they want to talk in front of me. You know what I mean? Like, they'll come in here, they'll, like, apologize for, like, saying something kind of controversial or, like, it makes me feel uncomfortable when I think they're uncomfortable.
Gotcha.
Whereas a female boss, I've never sensed that, you know?
So she would talk to you more directly?
Yeah. Yeah.
She come marching down here.
Yeah.
Bitch, what are you thinking?
Well, no, because you, obviously, even though you never admit it, were uncomfortable having a female boss that was younger than you.
Super. Yeah. Weren't you?
No.
I mean,
no.
Especially when, like, crap was going down, like, we had to go to some of those meetings where, like, we were in trouble.
When you were in trouble,
well,
we had to come
that
with
was,
you?
Yeah.
I think it was a group effort. but, you couldn't... You had to weigh your words. You had to walk on eggshells.
I do that with bosses, period.
Yeah, most people do.
No, but it's different with a guy than a chick boss.
Look, I'm telling
that's
you,
that's what
man,
you think.
I've never felt that way.
Man, you got to watch how you talk to boss boobies. What?
Is that because you're scared?
A boss boobies?
I think you're scared of the female boss. That's what's happening.
I am.
No, it's not scared. It's intimidated. He's intimidated
I'm afraid
by women
of women in general.
Okay.
I'm afraid of my wife. I'm afraid of my ex-wives. I've been assaulted by women. I've almost killed by a woman.
But you've also offended male coworkers. So it's weird that you're not afraid to do that to a male boss.
I've had people follow me home, threaten me. None of those dudes scare me as much as the chicks.
But, like, Kimmy, it goes a step further than something you just said.
What's that?
Like, there are women in this building who we're good friends with who Tommy will just be himself in front of. They have no problem walking in this room, taking the stuff that he says, giving it right back to him. It's the guys that we work with that are too intimidated to walk in the door, yet you're intimidated by the women in power, which doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
I don't get it, man.
I don't either.
I think
it's a way out. Maybe even my generation.
I think you could. Because
I never had lady bosses before. It was all dudes. I mean, the chicks were like, you know, just regular workers. There was no boss ladies around.
I'm just thinking of, like, the women currently in the building. Like, you could make fun of any of their outfits, and they would probably laugh it off and not think twice about it because it's coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
Any dude in the building currently, if you said mentioned anything about what they were wearing or the way they looked, they would come in dressed differently the next day.
You know why?
What's that?
Bunch of soft boys. Soft boys. But little soft boys. Building a soft boys.
The road to hell paved with the best intentions, Tommy.
You should write that down. That's a good one, buddy.
Well, look, the Buffalo Bills went out of their way to ensure that every single person that paid for a ticket for that final game would have this keepsake to go
and
home.
And never do this. Never do it because somebody gets pissed.
I'm happy they did because I got mine.
Of course you. Yeah, you got yours.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So again, unless something crazy happens over the next couple of weeks, there will never be another football game at the old Highmark Stadium. So yesterday, there were stories about when the stadium is going to be demolished.
The actual taking her down.
You got it. They're shooting for March of 2026.
Big implosion.
Yeah, or they're not saying how
so
they're going to do it.
Pretty quick then. Few months because they're gonna, you know, obviously take everything out first and then bye bye.
Well, hopefully that thing's totally flat and it's a parking lot by opening day next year because the parking situation.
I would guess that's the goal, right?
I mean, it's been a nightmare, Kimmy, the last 2 years, right? But there is a problem.
What's the problem?
And it has to do with how things ended in the stadium on Sunday. The Buffalo Bills did an absolutely phenomenal job of saying goodbye to that stadium.
Oh yeah, sending her off.
They brought back a whole bunch of Bills legends. They put together a whole bunch of fantastic stuff during the game, and they had two giveaways for absolutely everybody.
Okay.
When you walked through the gates, you were handed a towel that looked like a ticket for the final game, where you could write in your seat and say, like, I was there.
Yeah.
And they gave you a ceremonial final game coin from Highmark Stadium.
All right.
It had January 2025, a picture of the stadium, the Bills logo, and the Jets. And it is it's an homage to the coin that they gave away for the first game at Highmark Stadium.
That's cool.
Yeah, then Rich Stadium. In fact, I have one. Hold on.
Do you really? Yeah.
Wait, the original?
Yeah, one of our listeners sent it to me a couple years ago.
So that's back from 72?
So this was, the new home of the Buffalo Bills.
Well, it's got Nixon on it, right?
No,
so that's an original coin? Like, that's not a replica of the...
No.
That's
the real deal right there.
Thank you, listeners.
That's a real McCoy.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills versus Washington Redskins, August 17th, 1973.
Wow.
There it is. So I have the new coin and the old coin. But it turns out, even though everybody that walked through the door was supposed to get this coin, not everybody did.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Several Bills fans kept going through where they were handing the coins out and getting multiple coins.
What coin?
Oh, my dad was there.
They're coin pigs.
And then those coins immediately ended up on eBay.
Look at this.
Of course.
Right now, people on eBay.
How low rent you got to be, man. You got to be. You got to be so trash coin.
Trash coin?
Trash coin. You had trashed. You know what you are? Your token trash.
Right now.
That's a token. Is that really a coin?
Well, look, are these...
Obviously, it's fake.
So there are... No, it's not precious metal. But so there's a guy we work with here who got into the game later than he wanted to on Sunday who didn't get his coin, and he is very upset about this. He wanted the coin. I get it.
I don't know who's sadder, the guy that grabs too many coins or the guy that gets shorted a coin.
I think it's more sad to grab too many because you're just doing it for a reason. But I also get being upset, not getting one.
Give me.
Because you didn't get one because other people were greedy. That's what you're upset about.
Well, and it's what they're doing with the coins. So
yeah, they're trying to turn a profit on it, like Flutie Flakes.
Within minutes of the gates opening, yeah. the extra coins Wait. Already started showing up on eBay.
Yeah.
The game had just started.
No, the game hadn't even started yet. It was at 2 hours before
on their
kickoff.
Phone.
Yes, they took a picture while standing in line to get back into the stadium.
Sad.
As we speak, people are trying to sell these coins on eBay for between $150 and $250.
Good luck, man.
And I don't know what they
sold for.
So let's
say you got like 5 coins. They go for a minimum $100 a piece.
I don't think people.
You ain't getting that. They handed out 60,000 coins.
73,000.
So you think that coin's worth how much?
So people, they're asking $150 to
$250. Boy, man, that's obscene.
I would love to know what the most expensive coin sold for. Because, Kimmy, I can't imagine someone spending that much money on it.
I don't know. If you really wanted one and you didn't get your hands on one.
Okay, if you went to the game and didn't get a coin, I would understand spending that kind of money to get
the
coin.
I think there are people that didn't go to the game that still want the coin.
But why would you want the coin? You wanted the game.
Just to have it as a collectible thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have that and you didn't go.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have spent $200. This was sent nicely by a listener.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend money on this.
You wouldn't?
$5. No, I'm not spending $200 on a coin for a game that I didn't go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Oh, but here's the thing, man. You're also Mr. Capitalism, right? And you'll make money anywhere you
can. Oh, listen, if you're stupid enough to spend $200 on a fake coin, you're an idiot.
Well, no, but those.
I'll laugh at you.
But wait a minute. You just said those people that took the extra coins are dicks, but they have the potential to make $150, $250.
They are dicks, and I support their right to be dicks.
Okay. You just did the trash voice for them.
But they are trash. I support trash. Listen, you have a right to be trash. And you have a right to be chintzy.
What side are you on here?
America's side.
What does that even mean?
America.
What does that mean?
We're a melting pot of chintzes and schlocks and trash and schlubs.
No, I mean, look, I think what was really pissing off Bills fans, right. Anybody that has gone to Bills games over the last 50 years knows this. They are notoriously bad for stadium giveaways.
Yeah.
They never give away anything good. Anything they gave out was crap.
Sometimes you don't even know what it is.
Wowie.
Yeah, like I was like, what do I do with this? I don't know.
So like the coin, it's a really well-made little piece
of memorabilia. It's a quality piece of coin.
Look, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. It's a special thing.
I was shocked with how good this thing was. In fact, last night, because I hadn't seen my wife since the game because I was so super whatever, I took it out and I showed her the coin and I like broke it down for her.
Wow.
And it comes
every wife's dream come true. Hard day at work being a doctor, so my son and my little man child could show me his shiny coin.
I got this for free.
Some guy didn't get
any. It's like gold.
It's really cool. Now I'm going to take this coin to the other coin. I'm going to make a little display. I'm going to hang it in my mirror.
That's going to be so nice.
I'm very excited about it. But that's not the only thing that is bothering Bills fans about stadiums.
What else?
All right, so now we move across the street, unless there is an AFC Championship game in Buffalo, to the new Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
And we have been following the story of this stadium and how there have been some delays due to a crane accident. 3 weeks ago, there was a fire at the stadium.
Fire?
Although they said that wasn't going to delay any of the opening.
Yeah.
Now, best case scenario, even with everything going to plan, the stadium was not going to be, according to the Bills, completely finished until December of 2026. They would be able to open the stadium and play games, but they said that some cosmetic things inside the stadium would not be
finished. Maybe I have some flooring or a seat.
Well, there is word now of an event that is really bothering Bills.
Why? This is before the Bills take the field.
It is believed that the first event in this new stadium will not be a Bills football game, but some kind of concert event to work the kinks out before they let fans in.
Oh, but not like a major concert.
I don't know.
Who would take that gig knowing that everything is not functioning correctly?
But like with a $2 billion stadium, it would have to be a major concert to make it worth it. What are you going to do?
Were you going to invite the Stones in to work out the Kinks? You'd hire the Kinks.
To work out the Stones. No, well, you're not going to hire the Sky Coasters. It would have to be like Sky Coasters.
It would have to be a summer touring major band.
I would think so.
But it had to be a lower band.
I don't know, though, because even...
You can't put Billy Joel in there and say, hey, man, some of the sound might be a little glitchy.
Maybe. I don't know. He's going to make the same amount of money, whether the sound
Well, then you're going to have a really angry young man.
Because, look, man, even at the old Highmark Stadium, which was not made well for concerts, only the cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah. They got the Who, the Stones, right.
Billy Joel, like, you know, Dave Matthews filled that place up a couple of times. Like, you didn't get schlubs in that stadium.
Yeah.
I would imagine with this newer one that the...
So you think we're going to get somebody big?
I don't know. I guess it would all depend on
who's McCartney. He's already
I think he was. Wasn't he there before? He was at the Harbor or the KeyBank Center.
He has played that stadium.
Has he?
I think
you're right.
Oh, Rich?
McCartney, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, most of the summer tours have already been announced.
Yeah, they're all major.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know who that concert would be. Now, keep in mind.
Some of the country shows.
Ooh, forgot about the country shows.
The Pagulas own a country record label. Do they have Kelsey Ballerini? Is she still?
Wait, they own. Jesus, how much money these people got?
I think she wasn't at. She was at the KeyBank Center not that long ago, so I don't know if.
She's huge.
Well, if she was just at the KeyBank Center, they're not going to.
Was it George Strait who played like two shows
George
there?
George Strait and Chris Stapleton. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they did two shows there, if I'm not mistaken.
So I think the Pagulas have another major country name. Could you Google that for me? I think it's called, is it Big Machine? No, that's not them.
Big Machine.
It doesn't matter. The bottom line is.
Yeah.
If they, you know.
So why are people pissed that they're having a concert?
They think that the thing that should open up this stadium is a Bills game.
It's not a church, man.
It is a football church. It's a football church. You go there on Sunday, you worship Josh Allen, you go home. They have candles with him like a
really?
Saint.
I didn't know that.
I own one. It's in my basement. I mean, it does feel a little weird that after all of this buildup and the money and all the emotion of closing the stadium, that the first event in the new stadium won't be a football
game. Why wouldn't they host some preseason games in it?
So that's the other question. That is possible because this coin, it says the game was August 17th, 1979. That wouldn't have been a regular season game. That would have been a preseason game. 1973, I'm sorry. Yeah. This would have been a preseason game.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so you could have the preseason.
But then if you have the preseason, you kind of blow up the whole buy your ticket for opening day. The NFL.
So what are they going to do preseason? The other stadium's gone.
The NFL only plays three preseason games now. Yeah. In fact, there are teams that will just play two. So it's possible the Bills could negotiate that they play all preseason games on the road.
So to have the Bay Whopper opener, ba-da-ding. Bada boom.
Bada ding.
I don't know how bada-bing, you put bada-boom. That aside. Whopper opener, bada ding.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
Bada ding, 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 ding. It would feel weird to do a preseason game and then charge people a fortune for the opening game.
Well, it's a different atmosphere, though, because it counts. And, you know, you're going to have a lot more media there then for the opening day. You're going to get all the national media for a brand new stadium.
Look,
don't you think?
There are going to be three reasons why people are willing to spend a fortune to get into this first game. One of it will be, I was there for the first game.
Right.
New coin.
Yeah, oh. Give me. But here's the thing. If you have a preseason game, you weren't there for the first game. That was a preseason game. The second is to get a glimpse of what it looks like on the inside. If you have a preseason game, you're not going to have that first view.
I wouldn't even think they want to get people in there again for those glitches of getting the crowd in and all that stuff and parking and everything.
I'm kind of hoping the first event is opening day for the Bills next year.
And no football before that.
It's selfish, though, because I want to be one of the first people in the stadium.
And I would think that game would be a marquee game. It either had to be a 4 o'clock game or a night game.
It's going to be prime time. Has to be.
You think it'd be like Monday night?
Has to be. Yeah, because the Bills have a ton of prime time teams coming.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Wait, next year?
Yeah, could you pull up
the they already got that out?
Well, yeah,
we don't know the dates, but we know
who the opponents are.
Oh.
While Kimmy's looking at that, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I think you are overthinking the concert deal, right? It's going to be, here's my guess.
All right, Mark, what you got, Mark? All right, Goo Goo Dolls?
It's going to be the Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo Dolls, for sure. Local band. It doesn't matter who they put in there. They could bring in, you know, the son of Frank Sinatra, and people are going to pay $100.
No, they're going to bring his body out. No, bro, I mean, look, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Start spreading the ashes.
The Goo Goo Dolls are great and everything.
But they're not a stadium band.
They play Art Park, man. You know, it's like they're not going to fill that stadium.
Yeah.
But they're going to sell the tickets for people to view the stadium.
Oh, so you think a discounted ticket, though?
Well, no, but that doesn't make sense because you're going to lose money on the first event.
Yeah, but you're not really doing it for that. You're doing it to see if
if there's one thing billionaires love to do, it's...
How much money does this guy need? He's got seven country artists under his belt.
Seven country artists. Mark, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. You know who could be coming.
Like having $1 million in a bank.
Like, remember the Goo Goo Dolls?
What an insult to the Goo Goo Dolls, too.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Hey, man, you know, things are really not working out. You want to come in here and just do your little show for us, see if it works?
Kimmy, who we got for home opponents next year?
Okay, so you got the Ravens, the Chiefs.
All right, so that's two headliners right there.
Detroit.
Okay.
Chicago.
Bang.
The Chargers.
Bang.
And then, obviously, the usual
Patriots. Yeah, that's all playoff teams.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah, the Ravens. Chargers are in.
Okay, but the Ravens aren't. The Chiefs aren't. The Lions aren't. First three were playoff teams. I know they're traditional powers.
Yeah.
And they're all probably going to rebound.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see, based on what happens in the playoffs, a Bills-Patriots opening night primetime in the new stadium.
Damn.
I think that's your
That would be huge, man.
All right, so we sit and we wait and we pay for coins that we didn't get in the front gate.
I hope everybody gets their coin wish.
lot of talk in this break room this week about technology.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday about facial recognition, the grocery store.
Oh, sure.
But a new kind of AI is affecting the way people are eating in the greater Rochester.
Really?
You can make the argument, this is the wave of the future, nothing we can do.
Yeah.
You can also make the argument, this is a massive turnoff if you were going to want to eat at a place like this.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The new year, Tommy, has brought new restaurants across the greater Rochester.
What are we getting?
Well, so a message from a listener noticed something interesting about a place that has just opened up here in our town.
Mm.
And I don't want to say the name of the joint. You'll find out why in a second. But Brad shared with us this website on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he said he was excited to go to this place, but then he looked at the pictures of the food that they were selling and decided he didn't want to go.
So they didn't look appealing?
No, they look very appealing. But all of the pictures of the food that they have on the menu at this restaurant, on their website, are AI generated.
Mm. So they're fake?
Fake pictures of food.
Yeah, all right. So it's probably like the best that type of food can look.
Kimmy, they look immaculate. Yeah.
But I thought, but like when you go to like a chain restaurant and they have their photos of their food on those, on those menus, they did the same thing. They staged that food.
Sometimes it's not. It's like it's butter, not, right? Sometimes
like
ice cream isn't actually ice cream.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing if you went to a major
fake,
chain.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're arguing that the fake photo shoots are just as bad as the AI.
What does he think's going to happen, man? A dirty shoe is going to show up on his plate?
I don't think that's his concern. I think his concern is he feels like he's being lied to because this isn't
Get used to it. It's called advertising, man. What do you think? You're going to open up that Coors in a bullet train full of chicks in bikinis are going to show up, you moron?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been.
Are you going to take that Doug Flutie pill and you're going to get two chicks at the putting green?
Hey, Kimmy, write it down. 1% or Tommy's bag. If you fall for my lie,
but think
your
about
fault,
it, though. I mean, to
buyer
this
beware,
point,
baby.
I've never been to like a fast food restaurant where I was like, yeah, that's what that burger
Perfect,
is going to look like.
No, yeah, McDonald's, all those things, man. That's the steaming whopper that shows up on your plate from
nice
Burger King.
Nice fluffy bun.
All of these things you are saying are true. However, I will say this. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The biggest pitch about those fast food restaurants is the food that I get does not look like the food that you advertise. And there are people that will not go there because of the deceptive advertising.
All right.
And there have been lawsuits that you've laughed at because of the deceptive advertising. Is AI-generated food not deceptive advertising?
I don't think so at all.
Okay. It's not even real food. It's not a real thing. It does not exist.
They're not promising you what you're seeing on the TV. They're not saying this is what it actually looks like and this is what you're going to get.
There's usually the fine print at the
bottom. They're just showing you an image of food.
Do you hear what you just said? They're not showing you what you eat. They're showing you an image of food. You're an idiot for thinking that's what you're going to get when they show you that's what it is.
It's the same way when they show you like an amusement park, you know, right? And all the families are smiling, everybody's good looking, and the kids aren't getting smacked around because they don't listen to their parents.
Dear God,
I mean, it's yeah,
it's not even close to
you're
the
not
same
selling
thing.
All the people.
Or when you see those cruises where everybody's good looking, like them people ain't on that cruise, man.
All right, the food. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, Brad was so bothered by this, he felt he needed to reach out. He wanted us to discuss this.
He's a little naive.
Does how food looks, whether it's in a picture or in front of your face, affect whether or not you want to eat at a restaurant? Because, look, I will agree with this. Historically, how our food looks in Rochester has not mattered much to us.
Mm.
The garbage plate does not look appealing.
No.
We're also big on Italian food. It is amazing. But half of the Italian food entrees just looks like slop on a plate, right?
And they went out of business.
But it does feel, Kimmy, like the social media world has changed how food has to look when it comes out of kitchens or restaurants.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that keeps restaurants honest because anybody can post what's in front of them. So, yeah, if one person gets a meal that doesn't quite look up to par, I guess, like that, then everybody could see it.
And like, I mean, Kimmy, like there was that saying a couple years ago, was it camera eats first? Where like people would take pictures of their food and post it on social media, right? Like I have been to some local restaurants where like it comes out in like a borderline presentation and it's totally pointless, but it only exists for those people on Instagram that are going to take a picture
and
share.
But
it.
I at the same time, like I have gone to places because of the way the food looks on social media. Like that's usually how I discover a restaurant for the first time.
But you just agree with Tommy that it doesn't matter what food looks like, you're going to go eat there anyway.
Well, no, but I'm saying, but like the food in an advertisement or the food that's purposely put out by that restaurant, I question. But if it's like a bunch of people that have eaten there and I could scroll through all these pictures and reviews, I might be a little bit more likely to believe that because it's a personal experience.
You just don't eat food. That's why you have no problem.
No, but I was thinking, like, you know, we all got on the Blackstone craze a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
And it was all based on those ads. Like, you saw those preparing those fabulous meals on those Blackstones.
Yeah.
That's what sold me on it. Like, I never made that stuff, and the stuff I'm making ain't going to look like that. But the image
yourself.
Of you making those that fabulous food, like, at or feeding a family of 10 breakfast, you know, on a Saturday morning with pancakes and sausage, this and that. Yeah, you buy into it.
252 WCMF. Guy named Brad writes us while we're on vacation. It's a brand new restaurant that just opened here in Rochester, and it looks good. I had heard of this place. I was going to go check it out. Brad was going to do the same thing. But he sends me a picture of their website, and all the pictures of their food on their website, part of their menu, are AI generated. They are just made by a computer. They did not cook these things. They did not stage them. They did not do a photo shoot. They used AI, and this has bothered Brad so much that he says he is not going to go to this restaurant. Tommy says, buyer beware, even though they're straight up lying to you. You know, there are some types of food that really go out of their way to present it well before you eat it.
What's that?
Chinese food, when you get Chinese food, never looks appealing. It's always just a big bunch of slop.
It's as much as you can get in, like, one container.
You got it. But Kimmy, they sure as hell make the pictures on the big sign above look
or amazing. Or on the menu, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it's all, like, arranged on a plate, and it's, you're not,
Can I ask a serious sidebar question?
But you know what you're getting when you're getting Chinese food.
I understand, but even the Chinese understand, like, I have to make this look good for people to want it.
I guess.
Is there one company that took 100 pictures of Chinese food dishes in the 1970s.
They all look very similar.
And they just sold them to all restaurants?
The menus.
Yeah, because there's always a cigarette in the background.
No, like when you walk in and they have the pictures above, right? They're all the same picture, right?
Yes.
That's not my imagination.
The one thing I like about Chinese restaurants is they also have pictures of the cocktails they'll make you because they always have those exotic Dr. Chan or, you know, exotic, you know, kind of Polynesian drinks and stuff like that that come in either like a coconut or a skull. One of those things or a tiki torch.
The pictures are all also from like 1995.
I think they're from like 1972. Yeah.
But Red Lobster used to do this with all their food. So Red Lobster had all those pictures, all that seafood and their cocktails and all that stuff. But those are all staged photos that they probably did at a studio somewhere.
They were all lying, man. It's all a big lie.
No, they always poured you a good drink at Red Lobster.
You know who's always really good at staging their food was Friendly's.
Oh, you're right.
They always had like the display cases of food. And obviously it wasn't real, but like it did make your mouth water.
Well, look, we've talked about this on the show before. Starbucks goes out of their way
to
make those breakfast sandwiches every morning.
And they're displayed.
I thought they were fake, but it turns out they're actual real sandwiches. I don't know. It seems to me it's a stupid thing to even take pictures of your food, whether it's real, whether it's AI, and put it on the website. My imagination of what it looks like just reading a description is always going to be better.
A little theater of the mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
But there is sometimes something that's on the menu that I'm not really sure what it is or what it's going to look like, especially when it comes to like portion sizes. So I do sometimes appreciate the picture that goes along with it.
No, okay. You're right. I will probably be disappointed when I get there because I have a bigger portion size and a better look in my head, but they're going to get me in the door at least once. Right.
Have you ever gone to a restaurant, maybe you're on vacation, where the menu is not in your language?
Yes.
And you're too embarrassed to ask for an English menu. And that's how I got introduced to liver and eggs.
Was that good? It sounds like
it was delicious, but I would have never ordered it. It was liver, bacon, and eggs. I think that's a word for egg. So let's just go with that. It was fantastic.
But maybe that's a good way to live. Like mysterious.
In the blind.
Yeah.
Now I love liver.
There you go. All right. So just a heads up. If it is something that bothers you, take an extra hard look at the pictures on the website to make sure that they are actual.
Question your food.
Now you make me sound like a crazy person.
You kind of do.
Why? Because I don't want a computer faking pictures of what I'm supposed to
eat. Just eat your goddamn lunch.